Saints fans, Pelicans fans, let's go. This is the Black and Blue Report. Black.
Reeves going to go deep. He's got Graham. Touchdown.
Blue.
Down the lane. Shoots. No. Tip follow in for Davis. With 3/10 of a second left.
Welcome into the podcast for the fans. Straight from the teams they love.
It's good to see you guys. Yeah. And I didn't know we had Studio B here in our facility. Good setup.
Now that I know where your guys' little office is, I can pop in here whenever I want.
Well, we're playing through AD. And so everybody's going to have to adjust to that.
Coaches, players, analysts, celebrities, and more.
That guy's Anthony Mackie.
I've gotten in many of arguments about the Pelicans and the Saints over the years.
Harry Connick Jr. joins us here on the Black and Blue Report.
Undoubtedly, to me, the Saints are the singular reason that New Orleans is back on the map.
Hoda Kotb from the Today Show on NBC, our guest.
You know, New Orleans gets in your blood. The Saints never leave it once they get in there.
This is the Black and Blue Report, straight from the source. No appointment radio, wherever, whenever. Now, from Studio B, or from wherever the Saints or Pelicans might be, here's Daniel Sellerson.
What's up and welcome into the Friday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Sellerson, filling in for Sean Kelly, who is getting ready for Saints and Titans tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Football is officially back in the Big Easy. Wow, I don't know about you, but I am pumped for some football. No matter if it's preseason or not, it's good to have some football back in the Dome. It's also nice to have the team back. They were gone for 3.5 weeks, so now they are here to stay. We focused a lot on the NBA schedule yesterday, and will continue to do so today. The Pelicans open up the season in 2.5 months against the Orlando Magic on October 28th at the Smoothie King Center. Log on to Pelicans.com for the schedule to buy tickets, and Jim Eichenhofer has some good articles about what games to circle on the calendar. Also, there is a fantastic one-on-one interview with Coach K on there, who coaches AD on Team USA, so be sure to check that out, and everything else out on Pelicans.com. As I mentioned, it is game day, so we'll have some Saints talk to get you ready for tonight. Joel Myers, who calls Pelicans games for Fox Sports New Orleans, will be on the call tonight for CST, alongside John Stinchcomb and Sean Kelly. He'll join me to talk about tonight's game, and he'll share his thoughts on the Pelicans' schedule. We'll also give you a national perspective on the Pelicans and the NBA schedule. Our good friend Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports will call in from Chicago, where he is covering Team USA, and he'll also talk about Anthony Davis. They have a scrimmage on Saturday against Brazil. If you're going to the game tonight, it'll be your first chance to check out the 2014-15 Saintsations, including Summer Riles, who was on the cover of this year's swimsuit calendar. The calendar was released this week, so she'll be on to talk about that and her cameo appearance in the Peyton and Eli Manning DirecTV rap video. The video is sweeping the nation, and Summer will talk about her appearance and how that came about. So a busy show and some great guests, Mark Spears, Summer Riles, but up next, Joel Myers joins me on this Friday edition of the Black and Blue Report.
Gatorade knows every victory starts from within. It's the determination to come up big when it matters most. But no athlete does it alone. They need training and fuel to perform. That's how greatness comes from within. Win from within.
Fans, cheer on your Pelicans as they play their final preseason game against the Dallas Mavericks at the CenturyLink Center in Bossier City on Thursday, October 23rd. Prices start at just $9 from www.ticketmaster.com. While in town, enjoy the opening weekend of the State Fair of Louisiana, our numerous casinos, including the world-famous Horseshoe Casino and Hotel. Check out hotel packages for the game and other things to do at shreveport-bossier.org or call 888-45-VISIT.
Gatorade knows every victory starts from within. It's the determination to come up big when it matters most. But no athlete does it alone. They need training and fuel to perform. That's how greatness comes from within. Win from within.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Here's Daniel Sellerson.
Well, last week we talked football with Joel Myers, so this week it's nice to throw some basketball into the conversation. Joel, of course, will be calling Pelicans games for Fox Sports New Orleans, and tonight he is also calling the Saints vs. Titans for CST. Joel, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for taking some time to come on today.
an exciting time for all of us in New Orleans with the Saints season around the corner. And finally, a schedule for us all to look at for the Pelicans. A tough, demanding schedule, Daniel.
And let's start with the Pelicans schedule. Your thoughts on it? We open up at home against the Orlando Magic, then a tough one November 1st, against Dallas. Besides having 3 of 4 at home, seems like the schedule gets pretty tough to start out.
Real extreme. 13 of the first 21 on the road. In fact, 18 of the first 31 are away from home. So that's where the Pelicans, the point of emphasis going in has to be, they've got to be a better road team. And you can draw it. Last year, you can't even draw anything from that because everybody, all the ingredients that you wanted to be on the floor together, whether it was Ryan Anderson or Drew Holiday, a couple of other players, they weren't there. I mean, Ryan was gone from January 2nd. January 9th, Drew was gone. But they've got to be a better road team than 12-29 if they're going to compete for one of the top 8 spots in the Western Conference. And the Western Conference, as you know, Daniel, it is a monster once again. It's going to be tough to get into the bottom 4 of the Western Conference, and that's 5, 6, 7, and 8, as deep as it is once again.
Now, I know some coaches like to use the word measuring stick. Some coaches do not. Is the first 31 games, like you said, with 18 of them being on the road, a good measuring stick to see how this Pelicans team stacks up against the other Western Conference teams?
Well, I think you can find out real early on how well they do at home as well, because they've got winnable games at home early. Orlando, Dallas, the first two. Charlotte's the third home game. And then you've got the Lakers and the Minnesota, reportedly 2 lottery teams. If Kobe's healthy, I don't put anything past Kobe after working with him for so many years. But out of those, the first 5 home games, you look at it with those teams, and you've got to win 4. You'd like 4 of the 5. You'd like all 5, but you'd like 4, bare minimum 3, because Charlotte's improved. Dallas has improved, but when you're looking at Orlando, Minnesota, those are lottery teams, and there's a question mark around the Lakers and how good they're going to be this year due to Kobe's health. But you've got to take care of those early home games, because right after the Minnesota game on Friday the 14th, team is out to Portland, Sacramento, Denver, and Utah for a 4-game swing out west, and you've got to take care of those first 5 at home.
Absolutely. I know the Pelicans play every team once at home, but what teams stick out to you, or what are some intriguing matchups for the Pelicans at home in the Smoothie King Center?
Well, I like the early test with Dallas, because Dallas is already going to have faced San Antonio. San Antonio opens at home against Dallas before Dallas gets here on the 1st. So you find out right away against a quality opponent. And then don't forget, the Pelicans, the first road game is at Memphis, and they won at Memphis last year. In fact, they took 3 out of 4 from Memphis last year. They matched up very well with Memphis. It's an exciting time for us, because anybody who cares about what they're doing, and I hope everybody does when it comes to the Pelicans and the Saints, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, the core of this group is so young. And I think it's a real important year for Drew Holiday. Anthony Davis is going to be a breakthrough year. He's 21. But Drew Holiday, we didn't get to see the best of Drew Holiday. He was great last year when he was on the floor. 8 assists a game, went to the top 5 of the NBA. But Drew Holiday is going to have to wear a number of hats for this franchise this year. He'll be the lead guard, Eric Gordon of the 2, Tyreek Evans of the 3 potentially. But when, say, Eric Gordon sits down, Evans can slide over to the 1. Drew's going to be off the ball. Drew can do a lot of things for the team. He's a glue guy anyway. He's a great young man. And he's going to be a leader in the locker room. He's going to be a leader for the franchise. And you can't ask too much of Anthony Davis in that direction, because he is only 21. So I think it's important for Drew Holiday, and then right behind him, Ryan Anderson needs to be a leader as well.
Absolutely. Joel, the one thing that sticks out with me in the schedule, the All-Star break. Wednesday, February 11th is the last game for the Pelicans before the All-Star break, and they don't come back until the 20th. Your thoughts on having a week-long All-Star break this year?
That's a lot of golf. That is absolutely a lot of golf included. My wife will probably be ready for me to get away, and I'm not talking about totally, because 4 or 5 hours is enough, obviously, but a lot of rounds of golf. I think it's great in the respect that you can re-energize and recharge your batteries, and I'm talking about the players, not us, because we're not the ones tested over a long 6-month march.
Right.
But the players can get ready for the final 30, 32 games of the season, because the All-Star break is not the midway point. We're about 50 games in by the time we hit the All-Star break. But I think it's a great idea, and I actually think it's going to be a marketing coup for the NBA, because I think they're going to also – get into it and market certain things during that week-long break as they get ready for the final 30 games of the season. So it'll take a while, but watch. The NBA is going to capitalize on that break.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Switching gears now, let's talk a little bit about the Saints. You called the game last Friday in St. Louis. You'll call all the preseason games for the Saints on CST. What were your thoughts on the Saints and their first look in the Edward Jones Dome last weekend?
They are a seriously deep group. When you think that Evans and Grubbs, are two Pro Bowl guards, weren't even there, and they had 92 rushing yards alone in the first half before they started putting in, even beyond the second, the third and the fourth guys on the offensive line. And then on the defensive front, four sacks they had. The Rams didn't get any sacks, so great job of the offensive line and pass protection. Mark Ingram, how healthy is that going to be if he and Pierre Thomas tag-team it at the running back spot? And then you've got the option with Kyrie Robinson, who's leaner and quicker, it seems, this year. It's a really – I could go on and on about the Saints, because the Saints right now, they stay healthy. They are going to be one of the challengers for the NFC Championship. There's no question about that. And I like what happened on the defensive front. Foster is sacked. Tyron Walker is sacked. If anything, when you – the first seven out of your 3-4 – it's got to be a rotation, especially with the down linemen. And with Gallette and Jordan coming off career years and so many guys that are 25 or younger, it's a real interesting scenario, because the Saints, we think of Drew Brees and we think of Pierre Thomas in his eighth year now, but the Saints are a very young team. The Saints, besides Brees, Colston, the Saints are a very young team. So Mickey Loomis and his staff, they've done a good job of setting things up for the long haul.
Now tonight, the Saints face the Titans in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. What are some storylines for fans to look out for in tonight's game?
Well, it's back-to-back for Ingram, and let's see how many touches he gets. Pierre Thomas, also, we'll find out about Drew and the oblique muscle if he does take some snaps. And it's not necessary with a 35-year-old, but the plan is for Drew to get a series or two, and we'll see if that pans out. I love what I saw for the backup, so. Ryan Griffin in particular. Ryan Griffin, super efficient in St. Louis and made good reads and didn't rush and didn't force it into areas that didn't need to go and didn't make mistakes. So really encouraging signs at the quarterback position. And then some of the regulars that could be on the field tonight. And I'm talking about guys in the secondary in particular. So great learning experience, though. Good reps for Jean-Baptiste and some of the others that are in their first or second Saints camp. But it's a great time for the Saints. The Saints are truly one of the challengers for the NFC title this year, and they're one of the elite two or three in the NFL, not just the NFC.
No doubt, no doubt. It's a great time to be a sports fan in the Big Easy. Saints at home tonight in the Dome, and the Pelican schedule is out, which means basketball is only a couple months away. You can catch Joel Myers tonight along with Sean Kelly and John Stinchcomb on CST at 7 p.m. Central, when the Saints entertain the Titans at the Dome. Joel, always a pleasure. Have a good call and enjoy the game tonight.
I look forward to it the next time, Daniel. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll get a national perspective on the NBA schedule as Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports will join me. More on this Friday edition of the Black and Blue Report in 1 minute.
Everything you need to know about your New Orleans Pelicans is right in the palm of your hands. The New Orleans Pelicans app is easy to use, plus makes an excellent companion whether you're watching the team in the Smoothie King Center or on the road. Recently added features on the app include the latest videos and highlights, plus access to a full list of arena amenities. Download the Pelicans app for free now on your iPhone or Android devices. For more information, check out pelicans.com today.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else. It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans.
Well, Sean likes to call him a friend of the program, and I have to agree with that. It's my pleasure to have on Mark Spears from Yahoo Sports on the phone to talk about the NBA schedule. Mark, happy post-NBA schedule release to you, my friend.
It's the longest holiday in the world, right?
Absolutely. Now we got 2 months to enjoy it.
All right. Yeah, no, it should be very interesting with the break during All-Star Weekend, some of the Christmas games, and I actually will be in New Orleans during Thanksgiving week, and I see that they play the Kings. I'm very much looking forward to next season.
Absolutely. I'll get to all that in a second, but I want to start with the national games in the Christmas Day games. I know every team plays each other at least twice, but what are some of the games or matchups that intrigue you this season?
Obviously, the LeBron games are huge right now. The first one at home is an obvious one, but to me, the biggest one is his first game back in Miami. I don't think it's going to be as nutty as, say, when he first went back to Cleveland, but I do think it'll be an interesting atmosphere. I'm always curious about how teams, celebrate or not celebrate a star when they come back. When Carmelo Anthony went back to Denver for the first time, he happened to have four other teammates that were former Nuggets. So instead of doing like a video collage celebrating Melo, they celebrated everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought was a little weak, but, I think there was a little, perhaps some bitterness there. But they still put Melo in the video. And but then you see some other things like, when the former Celtics come back, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, and they're almost in tears with the reception that they get. So I'm guessing that it will be positive when he goes back there, but we'll have to see how people respond when you get out that way. Another one is Kobe Bryant's return,
mm-hmm.
His first game of the season. Then there's also, I'm looking forward to seeing Jason Kidd return to Brooklyn. That's
yes.
Probably one people haven't talked about, but that could be very, very interesting. And two other ones, Kevin Love returning to Minneapolis and Derrick Rose's first game in Chicago.
So now that gets me to my next question. Do fans and reporters like yourself, do you now prefer the matchups of the return, the homecomings, the returns home, like the Jason Kidd, the LeBron James, or is it still the, I want to see the Spurs, Thunder matchups, the Clippers, Lakers? Is it more come to fans really enjoy these homecomings and those are getting the national games now?
I think it's mutually exclusive. I mean, it just depends on the year, and I don't know that there's any free agents next year that are warrant that kind of excitement as far as a homecoming is concerned. But you did have several major ones this year, and with LeBron, with Kevin Love, and then you got injury homecomings. Mm-hmm. With Rose and Kobe, and so yeah, I mean there's several of them more than usual. Even guy like Lionel Hollins, him coming back to Memphis after they pushed him out, and after he took a shot at the city, saying it's like the Stone Age is being there. Everybody talks slow, moves slow. It's just one of those rare seasons, I think, where there's just a lot of storylines about returns.
We're talking with Mark Spears, NBA writer for YahooSports.com. Mark, the All-Star break, like you mentioned, longer this year, a week long. The Pelicans will have 9 days off in between games. That means...
Hey, you know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means we have more days off, brother.
Exactly. No, I'm pumped. That's during Mardi Gras, too, so you can tell how excited I am.
See, why didn't they do that last year?
I
could have just stayed in New Orleans and enjoyed Mardi Gras and then went home.
Trust me, we had...
Are they going to do it now?
Yeah. I know. Trust me, we had West Coast games during that time, so I was sleep-deprived for probably a week or so. But, the All-Star break is a week long. Do you think players like that for the most part? What are you hearing reaction as far as a week-long All-Star break?
Oh, shoot, I think they love it. Because, when you have that All-Star break, especially for the guy that's actually involved in it, it's a weekend deal. It's a, you fly there Thursday, and you go back Monday, and even if you're, like, lightly participating, there's really no break because, especially, like, the younger players, man, they got this appearance for the NBA, that appearance for the NBA, this appearance for their team, this appearance for the sponsor. It's all good, positive stuff, but I think once you get home, you need a vacation from your so-called vacation. So, I definitely think it's important, and I think it will aid – play, that guys will come there more refreshed and probably give a boost to the second half of the season. I remember Ray Allen once saying that the NBA should cut its season down to like 75 games, and he thought by just cutting it down by like seven games or so would increase play, would make better play, just that there are so many games that, guys were worn out. But with this, I think that kind of kills that and gives an extra breath of fresh air, extra, you know, nice pep in the step just before the second half of the season starts.
And I'm sure Damian Lillard, a guy that played in mostly everything during the All-Star break, could use those time off next year.
He's probably saying the same thing. Why wasn't that there last year?
Absolutely. Now let's move on to the Pelicans. They get one TNT game, which is usually are not on Thursday nights on TNT. They have one ESPN game and a decent amount of NBA TV games this season. Are you surprised that we're not seeing a little bit more of AD and an improved team, or is it something that they're going to have to win a little bit more to get that national exposure?
You know what? TV is weird, man, because like, I remember asking somebody from a network, why aren't the Warriors on Sunday last season?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're not interesting enough yet. I'm like, really? They went to the playoffs. They got Stephen Curry, and they're like, you know. So I think the networks are a tough audience.
Yeah.
So while I know ADs could be a first team, second team all NBA player next year, you know that the TV networks are more show and prove it. And then not only do you have to show and prove it, you got to become popular.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to garner a national following, and obviously the team has to win. But oftentimes, too, the market, if there's one thing that's going to hurt, it's New Orleans being in a smaller market, because if you look at it, you can't tell me that the Pelicans are not going to be better than the Lakers, right?
Right.
What the Lakers get, like close to 30 games?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they lead the league in nationally televised games, or close to that this season.
Yeah. So why? Kobe Bryant, L.A. market.
Yep.
Why is New York playing Cleveland in LeBron's first home game? New York market.
Right.
Carmelo Anthony. You know, so no matter what, as odd as it might sound to people, the Lakers are the most followed team in NBA by far. It's not even close. And I'm sure there'll be some switching around with Cleveland now getting LeBron, but you could be in a smaller market and garner the interest, but winning, and an exciting start typically does that for you. So I think with some success this season, with Anthony Davis playing on elite level, the national games will go up to a higher level next year.
Fair enough. And now while we're talking about AD, you're in Chicago right now to get ready for Team USA and their scrimmage against Brazil, or exhibition game against Brazil on Saturday. So you've been watching AD. It seems like, you know, a couple years ago he barely made the team, still won a gold medal with Team USA, and now he's become a huge piece for Team USA.
Yeah, no, he'll be an important player. To me, this will be, I think, bigger than the All-Star game, because – you know, even the All-Star game, you make a cameo, you run up and down the court a little bit, and it's over. But this is something in which he's competing for a championship. He's competing with a team that's not expected to lose in a tough environment in Spain, where, you know, Spain is probably their biggest foe. So he's the only big guy that really has any international experience. He's going to start. He's probably going to play a lot of minutes. He's got a major factor on this team. So to me, this is you almost, if you're the Pelicans, wish this tournament was before the TV stuff came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, this is when he finally gets truly exposed to the world, and people can see how good he is and how important he is. Because I do expect him to have a major role on this USA team.
That's Mark Spears, NBA writer for Yahoo Sports. Be sure to check out his work on Yahoo.com and follow him on Twitter at SpearsNBAYahoo. Mark, always great talking to you, and I look forward to talking with you again during the season.
All right, take care, brother.
All right. More on this edition of the Black and Blue Report in 1 minute.
At the Ochsner Hospital for Children, no matter where you turn, you're surrounded by bravery. Children and teens dealing with health problems beyond their years. Parents working hard to keep the worry from their face. Doctors and nurses doing everything possible to get them back home, where they belong. From rare brain tumors and leukemia to heart conditions and organ transplants, we offer a level of pediatric care unmatched in Louisiana. With more advanced capabilities than any other children's hospital in the region, even our kids-only ER can handle any pediatric emergency. In fact, the only thing tougher than the problems we see every day are the kids themselves. Choose the Ochsner Hospital for Children and never wonder if you could have done more. Call 866-OCHSNER to find an affiliated pediatrician near you. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. If you have been hiding under a rock, the new Saint Sations calendar for the 2014-15 season was unveiled on Monday, and rocking this season's cover is Summer Riles, who happens to join us now on the telephone. Summer, thanks for calling in, and congrats on making the cover.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very excited and honored to be on the cover. It still feels like a dream.
I was about to ask you, first off, what was your reaction when you found out that you were on the cover?
Oh, my gosh. I was completely speechless. I couldn't feel my legs, first of all. I had a double look to make sure that was me because there's so many beautiful and talented women. And just to be a part of that, and it was just amazing. I'm still overwhelmed by it.
I could only imagine. How many years have you been in Sensation, and what made you become one in the first place?
Well, this is my second year on the team. I had an amazing year last year, but it's always been my dream ever since I was a little girl. I grew up my great-grandfather talking about the Saints. He was a diehard fan, and he actually had a football sign by the whole team from, like, the 1960s. So I grew up hearing about the Saints, and I got to attend my first game, and then I saw the Saints stations, and I knew at that point, okay, this is something that I have to do. This is going to be one of my goals in life. And just last year, I accomplished it, and it still doesn't feel real.
So what are some of the steps you guys take to become a Sensation? I know obviously you just can't show up and perform. Is it just a lot of dance practices? What's involved in becoming a Sensation?
Oh, there's a lot to it. And it's a lot on your body, mentally and physically. You know, you want to be healthy, and you really do have to watch what you eat and I have to do a lot of cardio and to keep up with the game so I won't be tired. And, yes, practice makes perfect. And this week we have really started preparing for Friday, which I'm so excited about.
Now, I guess one of the perks about being a Sensation as well is you get to travel across the country and sometimes around the world with some of these photo shoots. Where were some of the places you've been able to go as a Sensation either this year and last year?
Well, last year, I mean, we filmed like throughout Louisiana, and that was a blast, and it really showed through the calendar. And this year, we filmed at the Sandestin Beach Resort, and I was so excited about that because I'm a total beach bum. I love anything outdoors. And one thing about our calendar, too, Miss Leslie and Burr, photographer, they always try to make it really unique, and we get to do a lot of fun activities. For instance, I got to do a photo shoot with the paddleboard, okay. And that was really fun.
Nice, nice. So what are some of the things you like to do, I guess not off the field, but on your spare time? What are some of the things you like to do for hobbies?
On my spare time, I know I mentioned that I love to do anything outdoors. One of my biggest loves is to fish, and I go all the time. And just recently, I caught my first shellfish I was really excited about.
Right.
And we did that in Miami, kite fishing. So anytime I get, if I get free time, I'm trying to get on a boat.
Awesome, awesome. Now, another cool thing that you've done recently is you appeared in Peyton and Eli Manning's rap video for DirecTV. Now, that came about on the basically leaked out to the internet on the same day that you were named on the cover. So a pretty big week for you.
The best day of my life.
Absolutely. How cool was that just to work with Eli and Peyton, and how did that come about?
Yeah, it was so fun working with them. It came about, there was a casting for it, and our director sent in headshots for the people that wanted to potentially do it, and luckily I got picked, and a former Saint Station got picked as well. And it was 3 days of shooting. First day was choreography, and then the second day we got to shoot with Peyton and Eli. I know the scene outside with the field goal was so fun, and we had the sandwiches, and the whole defensive line of the New York Giants was there too, and we were dancing and having fun with them, and it was just a moment that I would never forget.
How cool was it to work with those guys? Do they seem pretty laid back on a commercial shoot?
Oh yeah, they're really laid back, and it was crazy. Everyone was running around and trying to make everything perfect, and there was a hair and makeup crew, but it was so much fun, and the video turned out pretty funny.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Now, before I let you go, first preseason game tonight in the Dome against the Titans. How excited are you to finally get on the field and watch some football?
Oh, my gosh, let's go. I've been waiting since our last game to be for this to come about again, and I just cannot wait to be on the field and to cheer on the best team in the NFL.
Absolutely. That's Summer Riles, who is on the Saint Station's 2014-15 swimsuit calendar. Be sure to log on to NewOrleansSaints.com to purchase that. And have fun tonight, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
When we come back, I'll wrap things up. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Pelicans head coach Monty Williams, Anthony Davis, and your Pelicans have been working throughout the offseason to take this team to the next level. Ticket plans for the 2014-15 season are on sale now. There's a variety of packages for all fans, featuring half season and 12-game options, including the ever-popular weekend plan that averages a couple of games a month. Packages start as low as $185. Visit Pelicans.com or call 525-HOOP and take flight with your Pelicans today.
Smoothie King asks, what's your purpose?
My name is Trish, and I want more balance in my life. I feel like all I do is rush from one place to the next and end up grabbing a burger along the way. And then I feel guilty, and I start thinking I need to spend an hour on the elliptical, but I don't have time. I want to eat better. I want to feel better. That's my purpose.
We can blend that. Find your balance with the new Greek yogurt smoothies naturally powered by Chobani. Find pleasure in your purpose at Smoothie King.
It's Saints game day. This is the Black and Blue Report.
I had fun doing today's show. Many thanks to Joel Myers, Mark Spears, and Summer Riles for coming on today. Don't forget, tickets are still available for tonight's game at the Dome against the Titans. On yesterday's show, Senior Vice President of Sales Mike Stanfield told me that the Titans returned some of their tickets for this game. So if you still want to go, there are plenty of tickets available. The Dome should be rocking tonight. Preseason game number 2. In play. Locally, you can watch the game on CST at 7 p.m. Central. Hopefully, though, you're at the game. Joel, John Stinchcomb, and Sean Kelly have the call, and Mike Neighbors and John DeShazer will be working the sidelines. Sean will be back on Monday for another great week on the show. We'll have plenty of training camp coverage, and you never know who will stop by. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at Black Blue Report, or you can follow me at D Salerson. And of course, you can download the show to your phone or tablet by subscribing to the show on iTunes, or you can listen to it on the Saints and Pelicans mobile app and both the desktops. I hope everyone stays safe tonight and enjoy some Saints football. And until Monday, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back next week. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.